7. That is today, Wednesday, the 24th of September, 2025, with a real feel of 29 degrees Celsius in the Osaka. It's currently 27 degrees Celsius in the heavens. Antonio Manza calls for full disclosure of Gazprom's power trading agreement. CCPD urges the government to boost the health budget net of 50 million euros aid withdrawal. And Trump says Kiev can win all of Ukraine back from it.
The Hot FM News with Hughes and Barclays.
Thank you so much for joining us and other news in detail. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has challenged the government to publish official data from GESCO, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and the Southern African Power Pool, SAP, on electricity imports, exported contracts, and financial flows. This follows the recent comment by Energy Minister Makoza Sokoto, who dismissed as politicking the revelations that the government and GESCO are using middlemen in electricity imports and exports. However, party president Antonio Manza says the minister's remarks are misleading, noting that under the 2024 Electricity Open Access Regulation, GESCO is no longer the sole importer or exporter of power, as private traders like CEC, Africa Greenco, and the Enterprise of Power are now permitted to import electricity using GESCO's infrastructure. He has urged the government to recapitalize GESCO, the Netherlands, to handle its own imports and called for a review of all existing bulk supply and trading contracts to protect national revenue. Mr. Manza has also called for parliamentary inquiry into the real costs and profits in electricity trading.
These deals are costly and broken billions of assets that could be strengthened in GESCO's balance sheet. This is the money that GESCO is losing, the money that must be used by GESCO to invest in the generation and transmission of electricity. We in the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, demand transparency and a full review of all these contracts that GESCO has signed with private traders. And we demand that GESCO must use this money to invest so that our national utility can serve Zambians by providing us with electricity 24/7. GESCO, as a public utility company, must remain a national asset and should not be reduced to a progress for middlemen.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CCPD, has urged the government to increase funding to the health sector in response to the United States' decision to cut $50 million US in annual medical aid to Zambia in the 2026 national budget. Speaking at a media briefing, CCPD Executive Director Isaac Maipopo has noted that Zambia's long-standing dependence on external aid has left the country vulnerable, highlighting the need to strengthen domestic financing mechanisms. Mr. Maipopo has also emphasized the need to unlock the full potential of the Constituency Development Fund, stressing that solutions must focus on strengthening institutional coordination and enhancing enforcement. He has also urged the government to allocate dedicated funding towards renewable energy investments, including solar, wind, biomass, and off-grid solutions. Mr. Maipopo has since advised the government to strike a careful balance between managing short-term expenditure pressures and investing in long-term growth and sustainability as the country heads into elections next year.
It is important to note that globally, official development assistance is projected to decline by 19 to 33% in 2025 compared with 2023, signaling a sharp reduction in support. To respond to this emerging challenge, CCPD expects the following from the 2026 national budget. There is need to strengthen domestic revenue mobilization through health access, sustain exercise duty.
The morning's Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Zinzovu, has welcomed the conviction and sentencing of the 28-year-old man of Mokolira, Brian Wotela, to 2 years and 9 months imprisonment with hard labor for stealing power cables valued at 5,925 kwacha, property of Molonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company. In a statement, Mr. Zavuk says the incident occurred on 14th September 2025 at the Mopani Copper Mine Treatment Plant in Mufulira, where the convict stole 22 kilograms of power cable. The minister says Mr. Wotela was apprehended following a report made to the Mopani Anti-Copper Theft Unit and later handed over to the police. Mr. Zavu said on 17th September 2025, he appeared before Magistrate Sharon Mangani, pleaded guilty, and was duly sentenced. Now, the government has commended the remarkable strides being made by women across various sectors of gender development. Speaking at the Kamsid Association KAMA professional meeting, Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Acting Director Mabel Naziwe has noted that the growth of the KAMA network to over 36,471 members is a clear demonstration of the power of education and the opportunities for young women. She has highlighted that KAMA members include doctors, nurses, teachers, entrepreneurs, engineers, agri-engineers, and community leaders who are rewriting the story of Zambia's development. Meanwhile, Kamsted Association Executive Director Namenda Malupande has emphasized the importance of partnership with the government and community-based systems to remove barriers that keep marginalized girls out of school.
This professional meeting is a reflection of what we can achieve when we work together with a shared vision. To Kamsted, we are grateful for your unwavering commitment. You have created a platform that not only educates a young woman, but equips us with a skill to give back to our community. Today, the KAMA network in Zambia has grown to 76,471 members.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by The Star, More Than Bank.
Stanbic Bank has attributed the successful implementation of various energy projects, particularly in solar, to the favorable environmental policy framework provided by the government. Stanbic Head of Corporate and Investment Banking, Helen Luanda, said the progressive policy such as open access, which allows independent power producers, IPPs, to utilize the main grid, have made it possible for the bank to back investment in the sector. She was speaking during a panel discussion at the just-ended Energy Forum for Africa 2025 in Lusaka, held under the theme Investment Opportunities in the Energy Sector in Zambia and Africa. Ms. Lubamba has also pointed to policy reforms, including minimum requirements for mini grid licensing, faster turnaround times at the Energy Regulation Board, and the bank's partnership with various stakeholders, including the state power utility sector.
We have to look at the environmental impact, the social impact. We adhere to the basic principles that we sign up to, and what makes some of the challenges quite acute in project finance is addressing those more structural issues, which are critical, because once you've done a plan, it's there for the foreseeable future. Then the other types of project finance can be hybrid in nature. Other types of financing can be hybrid in nature, where you can have the corporate finance with the project finance.
Earlier, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary Arnold Kimanda, in a presentation delivered on his behalf by Ministry Director Jira Mafayo,